Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi seems to give a svara why, because he seems to say that by Tlusha, after three times, becomes Darko Bakach, Orche. So Mechuberes is Orche right away. So from Tlusha, I learn out that Karen Orche is Nezek Shalem. So Mechuberes is the same thing. Not like Taisus. So apparently the Machlekes is, Taisus doesn't hold like that, because Taisus holds that Karen Tlusha and Karen Mechuberes are two different minim, two different Maisha Mazak altogether. So if it's qualitatively differentiated, you could learn out from that. You say, if this is Chayev, this is certainly Chayev, but it's still a limud, and the limud demands Dayel of Omidah than Liyash Kandad, and you can't learn out more than the original limud. So on the surface, Rashi seems to answer the question. The only difficulty with Rashi is that Rashi would have to say it's one min negicha. The whole thing is one min negicha. And therefore you could apply the concept from the Tlusha to the Mechuberes. Whereas Taisus holds a different min, so it needs to, so you have to, it has to be a limud. If it's a limud, so then you can't learn Ein Lach Bo Yos Mechudusha. So you can't learn out more than it has, and it's only Chayev of Chatzin Ezek. So you'd only, even though it's a Kavah Chomes Chayev, but it's still only going to be Chatzin Ezek. That seems to be the Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Yeah. So the Rashba apparently disagrees with Taisus. So what does he disagree with? What's the machlokes? So apparently he holds, Yaakov Svar, that apparently he holds that gradations he can't derive from Tlusha, because Tlusha is a different type of mazik. So gradations by Tlusha does not warrant gradations by Mechuberes. So now Mechuberes, because it's a different phenomenon, that's a whole different structure, that there's gradations in it. So therefore, since you can't equate the two in terms of gradations, learn gradations from one to the other, because a different tzuras of mazik, different nature of being mazik. So we have to choose by mechuber one of the two chiyuvim, either chatzin, and it makes his kasha even more powerful. Because he's saying that the limud has to be from one of the two. So the limud, since mechuberes is a different min, and it doesn't lend itself to the same quantitative gradations, because they don't know. So you don't know which one it is. Is it the first, or is it the second, or is it the third? So you can only learn from the first. That's the Rashba. Taisus apparently holds that you could have them parallel. Daya Katlusha. So we're going back over Taisus again. That Taisus maintains, like Taisus Kasha, really, you can interpret Taisus being Kasha and Svara, not just a Kasha and Limud. Because Taisus Kasha is, it's true, Rashi says that you might say that the first time by Mechuberes is Urche, but who says that it's as Urche as the third time of Tlusha? Maybe it's not. So you can't do that. So you go on the Chayev Daya Katlusha. That's Taisus Kasha. That's Taisus Kasha.
And Rashi sidesteps that by saying,
for Rashi, you can interpret like this: that if in fact the limit is Karen Tlusha, so it's a whole different thing. That Tlusha's Tamas has nothing to do with the Tamas of a regular Shor, the way we understand it. It will be a separate system. That Tlusha is Tam because it's not Orche, because it's an abnormal, it's an anomaly for an animal to pick up a horn and buck with it, the horn between its teeth. But the third time, it becomes normal. So there wouldn't really even be an Exeris Kosov of Tamos. It would just be that since it's a crazy action, so the Torah was only Mechayev Chatzin Ezek. But once it's the third time ready, then it's already normal for the animal. And that's the case. Mechuberes is normal right away.
Yeah.
That's Rashi. It would have been a whole different system of Tamas and Moadus. Because for us, Tamas means that it's not a Nakhon yet. It's not a Hochzik Nakhon. But that's our definition of Tamas. Over here, it would be considered not come right away. The only thing is that this happened to be such a crazy mice that it requires three times in order to become normal. But if that's the case, so then by Mechuberes, that's a normal mice, so it'll definitely be Chayav Nezek Shalem.
Normal
The Torah, there's no din Tamos. There wouldn't be a din of Tamos. The concept of Tamos by a regular show would be incomprehensible. It wouldn't be, it would be non-existent. The only reason that you need Tamos and Moadus, if the Limu were only from Karen, that's a Karen Tlusha, so then we'd understand Tamos and Moadus in a totally different way, that to take an action which is an anomaly, a crazy action, and render it normal. So that's only necessary where you have a process that you're dealing with an abnormal action. But where it's Mechuberis, it would definitely be, would naturally be Nezek Shelem. Our concept of Tamos Modus is not that it's an abnormal thing, but it has to be a Hochzik, his nature has to become a Hochzik Nachon. But not that it's an abnormal action. Not, it's not making an abnormal action normal. It's just the propensity of the behemoth. Is he prone to being menager? Tosfos has to learn. Rashi learns it will be a different type of tamas amaris. It would have to do with the natural action and an unnatural action. But Tosfos learns it's all in the same realm of huchzik nagchan. So it's true that a Karen Tlusha is an unusual thing, but the moment he does, he sees a Nagchan. And three times, he's a Hochzik Nagchan. So Tosfos is learning by Tlusha also, the essential thing is the nature of the animal. How he did it is true, it plays a role. But it's not that the third time this action now became normal for him. The third time he became Hochzik Nagchan. So therefore, Tosfos Kasha is a good Kasha. That three times over there, you can't say that this one is the same as three times over there just because it's Urche.
Right.
I mean, how do you know to jump to there? That's three times. So that's Tosfos Kasha. So the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos would be, what's the nature of Tlusha three times? That's the machlokes. Okay, I went around a little bit, but so as Tosh says, it's true he did it in a funny way, but the essential thing is he's nachon. Whatever he did, he's still nachon. But you can't say three times a nachon in a tlusha is equal to one time in a mechaberes. Because how do you know? Maybe three times nachon in a tlusha is worse. That's Tosh's discussion. And Rashi's learning that the whole limu will be a different kind of limu altogether. That's the pshat. So the Rajbas also learns like Tosfos, that's a matter of Hochzik Nachon. But the Rajbas says, you can't compare the Hochzik Nachon by a Tlusha, you can't learn out of Hochzik Nachon by Mechubaris. You can't even learn out of that there's such a thing as Hochzik Nachon by Mechubaris like that. Because it's a different kind of a Maisa Mazik. So, therefore, you have to choose the lower one. You have to choose either Mu'ud of Tlusha or the Tam of Tlusha. You can't make them parallel because it's a different Maisa. So, your Hochzik Nachon might only work by Tlusha. Because it's a different kind of a thing. In other words, a different kind of thing. It's a different metzias. It's a different type of metzias. So you can't equate the two. It's a different kind of metzias because you can say here's an unusual action that he did three times that makes him more. He's a real mu'ud. But that doesn't mean that every ox, if he goes twice, he's going to go it a third time.
Repetition may only be a factor when it's an abnormal,
action.
But not when it's a normal action. Normal
action. What? Why would that be? No, that could be. It has to do with the nature of the animal. He says it's two different things. You can make any kind. I'm just giving you an example of a difference. But he's saying it's different. Once it's different, so you have to choose which one is going to be the basis of the limud. They're not parallel. You can't say because, like we said before, you can't say because there's gradations. There's a system of system of gradations by Tlusha. That Tamos Amaris by Tlusha, there's Tamos Amaris by Mechuberis. It's a different kind of a Maisa. Now, Taisus just learns once it has to do with the nature of the animal. Hochsug nakhon. So, therefore, it's essentially the nature of the animal. Rashi is like in between Rashi and Taisus in a sense. Taisus also has to do with the nature of the animal. Hochsug nakhon. Since it's hochsug nakhon, that's it. The whole thing is whether he's a nakhon or not. If he's a nakhon but lusha, he's a hochsug nakhon, he'll be hochsug nakhon by mechuberes. That's what Taisus learns. It's all hochsug. It's all a question of the nakhon in the animal.
So three is a pattern.
Taisos has to do with the essential nature of the animal to be a nakhon. That's the only thing we recognize.
Right.
So it doesn't matter whether it's tlusha or whether it's mechaberes.
It's just the manifestation of nature.
So,
like
so
the
Rajba is saying that you can't equate that maybe over here only. You can't equate. You can't say because there's tamas and modest by tlusha that there's tamas and modest by mechaberes, because there's a different nature of maisa mazik.
It's not as the shore per se. It's in the tradition of that maisa in particular.
Right. There is such a thing as hochzik nakhon, but you have to establish it in different circumstances. It's a different circumstance.
Not a universal law.
Yeah, because that's a different phenomenon, a different circumstance. Where was it Lucia? It's not it's not Kedarka. Right. It's not universal. In other words, that's the question. The question is, like, Aish is Pata from Talon. So is it because in the Mazik of Aish, it's a weaker mazik, so that's why the Torah was machayev you for Taman. The schayvus is lower in Aish. Well, no, it's the same as schayvus. He doesn't like the first side. That's why he gives a short wording over there. But that's one way. The other way is no, it's the same as schayvus. No, it's not a lesser of a schayvus, and that's why it's pater and Taman. Same as Chayv, it's just that the Shem Eish is not possible by Talmud for some reason. It's Exeris HaKosvah, the Shem Eish is Mufka from Talmud. So by Avna V'Sakino Maso, Sheheinich, Shehnofim Rosh Gag, and then the Basa Denaichi. So now you have to ask, even though it's, if you're going to say that the reason why Eish is Pater on Talmud is because the lower is Chayv, so you're going to have to Pater from Talmud over here too. Because he'll only be mechayev him from the fact that Koch Achamorvbo.
Right.
And Koch Achamorvbo is the lesser of a chiv, and it's expressed in the Ptur Talmud. But if you say no, that this chayvus is the same, it's just the shame Eish is the poter, because the shame Eish and the shame Talmud are tied to the sasri. You can't mechayev him for some reason, you can't mechayev him on Talmud. So over here, it's not a shame Eish. It's just this chayvus of the mazik is mitam eish. But the shame is a shame bor, and bor is not pater on tomon, so it'll be chayef. That's the two sides.
Right.
Okay?
So the Rashi makes it like
a universal. In other words, there's a universalist chayefus, and now in each one, there's a xeris akasav of a poter in the chefs of shel mazik.
That's going to depend that they can only attach to that particular
chefs of shel mazik.
So
right. But it's not a revelation that it doesn't mean that, in other words, the other way you have to learn, each one has a different level of eschivus. That Eish has a lower level of eschivus. That's why Talmud is Potter. He's not learning, he doesn't like that way. The eschivus is equal in all. But the Ptur stems from the Cheftza, Shel Mazik. That's the Xeris Akosif. Okay? That's the way he's learning. But that's why he gives short, short billing to the other pshat. It seems he doesn't like it. He holds mistavid the first way. That is universal. That the chayvus is always equal. But the reason why you have these peturim is because of the xeris hakasav and the cheft to shel mazik. That's the way he learns. That's what he likes. I mean, it's machlokes shoshana, but that's he sides with it. He seems to side with that side. In other words, the other way is that the eschivus of Eish, because it's called Chachamorvbo, is lessened, diminished. So therefore, he's not chayv on Talmud. That's the expression of the lowering of the eschivus because of called Chachamorvbo. That's one way to learn. Another way to learn is like this: called Chachamorvbo is a regular eschivus, and it's not any less. It's just exeris akasav by eish that tamun is pater because of the chefs of shalmazik is mufka from that ischaivus. So the Brisker Rav doesn't like to interpret the svara that the reason why eish is pater on tamun is because of less of ischaivus because kol chachamor bo. Because that's a very hard thing to say, that there's less eschaivus and it expresses itself in Tamun, and Bor has less eschaivus and it expresses itself in a Ptur Kelim. So he says that that shita must hold a general principle. The Ein l'chaivus hanilmad yosa mehamalamed. So if I derive the chiyuv from Bor, even though it's a shame shore in the mazik, still you can't be mechaiv man kelim. Because Ein hanilmad Yochel l'chayev bo in yochel l'chayev esanil madyoser ma'amalamed. Yes, and he just leaves it as that.
According to Shitas HaTosfos, that there's the Rav Damakul Mishael Amadnu appears Rashbam or Rishor b'Matzad. Tosfos Akashi to learn from. If you run up from Bor to Shore, so lift to Bukhelem Kabor. Right? So he says, even though he basically agrees, and he emphasizes this point, that Avnav Eskinamaso, which is derived from Shore and Bor, is really Taras Shore Alayu, and not Taras Bor. So why should we put on this Kekelem? Because that's like the other sheet in the rush, and you give the kal shebishneihem. The yesh l'chayev esonilmad yosem me'amalame. So we got stuck on that, right?
Yeah.
What kind of a concept is that? So I was thinking about it like this. In other words, how do we learn? We learn that it doesn't make any sense because you learn the chiyuv from, let's say, in this case, you're learning out from Shor Bor. They learn the chiyuv from Daka Leila Chalahazik from Shor. But in fact, he holds the other way. He holds it Shor because it's Maman Amazik. Right? And from Bor, you learn out the Yishaivus of what? Of even though not Daka Leila Chalahazik.
Right.
Okay? So, but in the character of the thing is Shor. So therefore, you can't say Ptur Kelim. But you learn out the character from Shor. Right? So what kind of a concept is it to say that the Nilmat can't be greater than the Malamed? So I was thinking about it like this. Unless one of you guys has a possibility. I'll take you guys first. This Shatarni Dreshus plan. Okay? So they're logical. But the premises, there are certain premises for the system. Like, for instance, the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Dalid, on Daf Hey, Amar Aleph on the bottom. Gemara wants to derive Chuppah from Kesef. Ma Kesef Shena Gomer or Kona, Kesef can't complete it and it still is Kona. Chuppah Shagomeris in Adin Shatikna. Chuppah should certainly be Kona, because it's Omer. Now, when you look at that logically, it's not really a Kal v'Chomer. Because I could say that Kesef is Kona, and it's not Gomer. And Chuppah is Gomer, and it's not Kona. I mean, they're two different things. One is Achnasal or Shuso, and certainly the Achnasal or Shuso, that's why it's Gomer. But how can you learn out from there that it's stronger than Kesef. So the answer, because you always say that these are two qualitative phenomena. And that's what you would say. And that's what we do say, actually, in Svara. But when it comes to the limit of the Kal v'Chomer, the foundation of Kal v'Chomer is you assume everything's quantitative. That the only difference is quantitative. So the difference between Kesef and between it, that's Kal v'Chomer. One is Kal, one is weaker, one is stronger. So the difference between Kesef and between Chuppah is simply a quantitative one. So therefore, we say that Kesef is Kesef is weaker than Chuppah because Chuppah could be Gomer. It certainly should be able to be Kona. Of course, the Kona, and we assume the Kona is the unknown. Okay? So it's a system of setting up weaker and a stronger, and then one is a known and one is an unknown. So in setting up the system, it's not a logical process. There are rules on how you set it up. But once you set it up, then there's a logic to it. So that's what that shita maintains. That shita maintains that when it comes to limudim, it's true you use a logic in the limudim. And you learn that from both of them, and you learn that from the tzadah shava, but the logic is not real. The logic is just part of the system of limud. So when you learn out, for instance, that shor, that Avnam Sakinah Maso is chayev because of shor and bor. Okay? It's mamono, so it's chayev because of shor. And it's not Dakalel Chalazik, so it's chayev because of bor. So it's true that the shame shor is on it because it really has the character of mamono, and that's part of the process of limud. But the only thing is that idea is only there for the sake of the limud itself. But it's not a reality that it's sure. In other words, it's sure for the limud's sake. It's mamono, so it's sure. But the only thing is that the logic of the limud is really just part of the institution of the limud. In other words, really, when the Torah has the four avos nezikin, they're all immutable. Each one is immutable and each one is unchangeable. But the Torah has a kasuv that you can learn things out from your gimel midah shatar and dreshes b'hem. So you can add on new things. But the new things you add on in the process of the limud, it's not, you can't use the logic and the svara of the limud to play a role. The svara of the limud is just a mechanical process in the limud itself. So it's just the limud to be mosif things that you don't have in the four. But the reasoning in the limud is there just for the limud itself. But it's not a real reasoning on the concept of the chafza. So therefore, you can't say. So ultimately, where is Avnos Kinah Maso derived from? It's derived from a process of limud. And there's a malamed and there's a nilmad, and the rule is the nilmad can't be greater than the malamed.
Rabbi?
That's it.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
So why is it more shar than it is bar?
What's that?
So why is it shar and not bar? Like, why isn't it just nil and mishnayah?
Well, why do you see me? Why you say it's shar?
Right. Now it's not a conceptual thing. It's just a matter of that it's nil and for both of them.
No, it is a conceptual thing, because if you don't have a concept, then you're not going to say that the fact that it's mamon makes it shar. It has the characteristic of mama.
But it also has the characteristic of bar.
No, from bar, you're just learning out that that even though it's not halachah mazik, that it's chayev. So shor is the characteristic, and bar is a limud. It's the same logic. That's what he thinks. It's going to be the same logic, but the logic's not revelatory. It doesn't reveal the concept, which is a usable concept. But it's just a system of limud.
So it's like you're taking shar, then you're applying the chiyuv of bar to the shar.
What?
So you're applying the chiyuv. It's a shar, but you're applying the chiyuv from bar. So you can't.
That's right. That's correct.
So you can't apply.
And then you're applying the characteristic from shar.
Right.
So in terms of the applications, there's no difference. The only difference is, do I say that the svara, which I'm using in the process, is a real svara, or it's part of a structure of limud. So if it's a real svara, so then I say it's really sure, so therefore there's no reason to say the tur kalim. But if I don't say it's a real svara, it's just a svara in the process, but the essence is the process, the malamed and the nilmad, then the rule will be that the nilmad can't be greater than the malamed. Just like the case in it's just a system. That seems to be the machlokas rishonim.
It's a universal question about the limud, you're saying?
That's what I would say.
So then, if you say that it's a logic, would it like back to that kavachomer, for instance, in kedushin? Would you have to explain that under a normal logical system?
No, because over there, it's just you need the basis in order to start the limud. But once you start the limud, you have a kavachomer. But over here, we're talking about the ideas contained in the limud process. That's the difference in here and there. Because otherwise, you could say, from over there, you see clearly that it's just a limud, because there's no svara to say that ma chupa, ma ketsushena gomer kona chupa shagomera sena din shetikna. You must say that you look away from that and you just view it quantitatively.
I understand. But here you're saying that's in order to get started. But here you're saying in the limud itself.
In the limud itself, right. You have to say that sure, it's sure because it has the character and the shame sure because it's mamon. That idea, is that an idea which we could use in the new case, in Avnos Kinemaso, or it's just an idea that exists in the form of a limud, but the essence is really the gimel midos, the ma, the tzara shava. That's the essence of it. So therefore, it's really just another malamed and a nilmad, and the svaras don't play any role. So then the rule will simply be, ein a nilmad yachol yos yosem and a malamed, which is a pure logical rule. That's why I think he doesn't explain it, because there's no need to. In other words, he just shows you that it's all malamed and nilmad.
Right. So you have those premises that it just follows.
Right.
Pretty big question.
Yeah, it is. It's a good question. But it's interesting. Tesis went one way and the Rif went the other way.
Imagine they had a lot of mouth tomatoes, huh?
I imagine, but I don't know how many cases are like this where you have individual characteristics and individual peturim in the Tzara Shaveh. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's very unique.
It's not
going to
be all over the place.
Not going to be all over the place, no. Yeah, because like you take kesef and chupa. I mean, there's nothing. There's nothing more to do there.
Right, like the av has a whole structure to it.
Right.
Ready?
Yes.
Is that according to Tosfos that like the avos and zikin are like immutable categories?
Right.
Does that mean that there's no like underlying system of nezek of dako lahazek which we're also lakal for again? Like that's just the quality that each of them has, but it's not like an underlying system?
What do you mean?
Like we said, according to the Rashi's way of approaching it, like when we took a tzara shada, we're saying it really is partaking of an underlying system of nezek, and we're borrowing from each of the categories to show how it fits in there. Is Tosfos not operating that way?
He's operating the same way, except he just says that the svara that you use is only to enable the limud. In other words, you can't break up shore. You can't break it up and say it's really a shore. It's an essence of shore. And therefore, all the hilchos sure apply, and it's an essence. It's not a bar. You can't do that. Because then what you're doing is you're saying that this new thing partakes of the svara, the shore and the bar are analyzable into components, and this is this component, this is that component. That he doesn't know. The whole system is a system of is one system of lingua. It's indivisible.
Then on Friday, that really it's like a hybrid. I mean, but we did have trouble because he outright said Torah Shorlai, but now you're answering that.
Right. Right.
You're saying that Torah Shorlai was only vis-a-vis the Limud. It's not a real concept in the Shein, you know, Nezek and stuff.
Right. You can't separate the properties of Shor. You say Torah Shorlai in order to enable the Limud.
Right.
The word I'm looking for, a different word. In order to facilitate the limud, that's what I'm on for. In order to facilitate the limud, so you must say Torah Shorlai. Otherwise, you can't facilitate the limud. But you can't take, it doesn't mean that concept now is going to have the character of Shor, and you can split off the other component and say we only needed it for this. And therefore, the halachas are going to apply in this specific way. You can't do that because all the logic that you're using is only a logic based on limud. It's not a logic inherent in the thing.
Right.
Logic for the limud of the new thing.
Really?
Yes.
What do you mean by Torah Shor below Torah
Shor? Right. In other words, in order to include Adna Zakina Maso, so you must say that it's Torah Shor. Why? Because it's Mammon, and it's not Torah's Bor. In other words, he agrees with the idea of Torah Shor, because otherwise you couldn't include it. The whole concept is only possible if you... The only relationship that it has to Shor is that it's Torah Shor because it's Mamono. So you're isolating the element of Mamon from Shor, and you're saying that it has the essence of Shor. So that, but you're doing it only for the sake of Limud, but not for the properties that are Yotze Me'al Limud.
But Rabbi?
Yeah.
But there are Tzara Shavash Bahams where it's just. It's not either one of them. It's just like there's common elements, right? Like this just happens to be that it works out that it is like Shor. It's Torah Shor and not Torah's Bar.
Okay.
Is that true? Like, are you saying that every Tzara Shavash Rav has to really be one of them and then...
No, I'm not saying that.
You're saying that in this case he agrees that's just how it is.
Right.
It's Torah's Shor on it but not Bar, and Bar is just getting a feature.
That's correct. We have to go through every one. I mean, see,
right,
any difference? The other way.
You're saying why should he argue on that? That's
otherwise you can't bring in Shor. How are you bringing in Shor? Because he's saying that there's a Torah Shor, and that's Mamon. So definitely is Torah Shor. That's that they bring in the Thiva.
Okay.
So that's how you bring in the Chiyuva, via the concept of Torah Shor.
Meaning Bar is bringing in an accidental thing, and Shor is really bringing in the Torah Shor itself.
That's right.
Which turns out that way.
The logical structure in the Limud. Is the logic part of the new case, or it's just a formula and a system in order to be mechayev? but the logic does not adhere in the in the new machayev, the nomad.
So according to Tosa, it doesn't really have a sham bar. That's what he's saying, no? It's just a limud from bar.
Yes.
Right.
He agrees with that.
Sure. It doesn't really have a sham shar either.
Well, the thing is, like,
the limud it does.
It's a hybrid.
But a hybrid is really just descriptive, no? Because it's not really either of them. It's just nilma mishneya.
Nilma mishneya.
It's really just the hezek, which is from Yigal Mishneya.
The hezek, that's nilma mishneya.
Why shouldn't
it be the hezek shouldn't be the one? Should you learn from Bar or Shar? Either way, you have the
turn
of
Shneyam. Either way, you have the turn of
Shneyam.
There's no afternoon. Achleikus is how you learn it. Just how you learn it. I mean, that's the way that's clinch out in the Gemara. Can you learn it? How you learn it?
Because Karka
Olam was Mahdi.
But if
you
say it's short, then it doesn't matter.
Right. The cool of Shneim, that's for sure. I mean, that's the rule. I mean, go into the specifics over there. You got to go into. We're not messing with you.
The shame of.
But it's a big nafmin. Nafmin is what the Yechayiv and Kelmana.
What? Are you saying it takes on the kula of Shneim?
Yeah, that's what we say.
So that's not nafmin.
Well, between who? Well, between who and who?
Rav and Shmuel. According to Tosos.
Rav and Shmuel?
Yeah, whether you learn it from Bar or from Shar.
Well, where do you see his nafmina?
Yeah,
but the Gemara says, according to Rav, it's this way. That is not easy to go into the Gemara where the Gemara is asking Akasha. It's in the process of Akasha over there. Not saying it's nafmina. The Gemara is asking Akasha. According to Rav, it's this way. According to Shmuel, it's that way. Tais is asking Kasha.
According to the other way, there would be an Askamina about other than Kalem, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be like you have Machlokes about a Limud, it doesn't have to be an Askamina. Like a practical Askamina. That itself is Machlokes sometimes.
What's that?
Like, you know, Machlokes in general has an Askamina, but is Machlokes about a Limud that doesn't have to have a practical Askamina?
I don't think Gemara is saying that. Gemara is just saying that if it's that's what Taisus Kash is over here. I mean, we're not doing that Gemara right now, but that's what Taisus Kash is over here. Because Taisus, the Rashbam says, Gemara is like this. That it's told Sink, Yotzun Lav Kyotzman. So Larat, Namakul Mishra Lamadu, Zayin Ashur. So the first Rashbam does me bore Vishor b'Maasad Cain he bore Nami Aleph lift to Bukel and Kabor. That's Taisus Kasha.
Right.
That doesn't have to do with this idea. Just showing you from there that you're gonna that according to Taisus that Taisus Lashitaso that he holds that whenever you learn Lashitas like the Shita of the other Gedolim. And whenever you learn from something, you always give the kashrut shneim.
what's the, you say, why should it be from, is he learning at Mishnayim, according to Tosfos?
Learning Mishnayim and it's Kalshe Mishnayim.
And when he's learning these questions, then since you're learning it from Bar, you should be Pater, oh, Nami, I understand. You should also be Pater Kalem.
Right.
There's a reason that it's not. That's his answer.
Yes.
The shame that they use for the limit is just based on their intuition of the depth of the thing, of the area that they're defining. Like the fact that they picked that Rob picked Shore, that's just an intuitive thing. And Shmuel picked four.
Tesis Kasha is on the Rashbam. He says it's Kasha isn't on the process. It's Kasha is, and you gotta learn Tesis over there. Okay? Because Tesis Akash, he says, Echid, let me show, Amal Shash came Balchai, because that's the Lazak. So he changed the gear, sir. Okasha Tesis S, keeping me bore, Nami Aleph, lift the bull Kalem. Kibor, Lakaman Bamaniach, Machayev bull Rav Kalem. And Ishbaka, that's Tesis Kasha. According to Rizka Rav, there's no kasha.
I mean, he can hold like the Rosh?
No, because he could hold like the Rashbam. The Rashbam can hold very well. That really you learn now, because this kasha was, he came right out from Shor's Kavanas Lazik, and Malzer came Bal Chayiv Kavanas Lazik. Rashbam says, Mi Bor Vashor, Mi Ma'atzad. Right, but in essence, according to Rashbam, the essence is sure. So therefore, you're not Pater on Caleb. Kasha from Aminiach. But according to Taisus, he's stuck with that. He can't learn, he's stuck on a Kasha. It doesn't matter that it's essentially sure. And the fact that it doesn't have Ruach Chaim, you learn it from Bor, that you don't need Ruach Chaim, because according to him, it's always a limud. That's Tesis. I'm going to taste on that document on the base. First Tesis. According to the Rashbam, it's very good. Because the Rashbam could learn like he's learning.
Like the Rush is learning, right, Ellie?
Like the Rush is learning. So it works out very well. And you have the Balei Tesis and the Yesh Min Hagdolah. So it's Machlokas Rishonim. Whenever you have a limud and there's characteristics in the Nilmad, do I say the characteristics of the Nilmad have the halachas of the Melamed? Because it's essentially that entity. It's a hybrid, but it's essentially that entity. And Chiyuvah I derive from one Melamed. And the character I derive from the other Malamed. So this new Nilmad has the character of the original Malamed and all its properties. Or do I say no? That it's only insofar as the Limud, the process of Limud, do I say that it partakes of that Malamed. But not, it's not really essentially that Malamed, it's a Nilmad. Essentially, it's a thing that was Nilmabi Gulamidish term in the Dresh's plan. That's what its whole essence is. And the logic is just a process. But it's essentially a Nilmabi. can't analyze the properties and the components. That's what I meant by it's immutable. There are only four. You can't analyze the properties and the components. You can only do it for the sake of limud, because that's the, you know, the whole tzara shava business is not really a logical thing. Who says you can do that? There are four, and they're immutable. But for the purpose of limud, you can take apart the, you can analyze the properties, and you can derive a new thing. But that whole process is just the process of Allah Moshe Misinai. You give me a turn to Josh's glance. But it's a separate process, and anything that's derived from that process is a new phenomenon. And it's a phenomenon that was nomad the Yigil Midos. And therefore, since it's a nomad, it's essentially a nomad, so it can't be greater than the Malamed. I think it's clear. And then derive a new hybrid, which is a conceptual shore and a machayev from another source. But I could analyze it into components, and it has the properties of those original components. That's the way the Brisk Rav is learning. Well, you're saying no, that you can't do that. It's really not analyzable at all. The only reason you're allowed to do that is because of the principle of Tzara Shava, to derive a new Mechayev, a new Chiyuv. But that Chiyuv is always a nomad. Can't be bigger than the Melamed. It's always nomad Melamed is the essence. That's why I think he doesn't bother to explain it, because he just emphasizes the nomad and the Melamed.
It's pretty basic Mahogas.
What?
It's a pretty basic machlokas.
Yeah, it's a very interesting machlokas. All right, so we did add a little something here. That, as much as I thought there's nothing to add, Chazal Noba, Ein Beis Mezhul Chiddush. Want to go further?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
With Pisa Nira, Zezu Gambir Dibra Hagamara, the Mahu became a Kikpalad Rahmana, Ben Kamil Murad, and he is the Karen Tusha of Abu Mukhabaris, Umma Kula Mulegasi.
Oh, so what's the Taish says the question over there, that Daya Kitlusha.
Right.
Right? Okay, go ahead.
Mishulam, the Lufiha Amas, the Akha Shaksuvan, Kol Hadalad Avos Mazikin,
What? of Mechuberes, not Karen. So, to say you learn from Mozart. Oh yeah, you gotta say you learn from Mozart because okay. What? I can't hear.
This is not
Karen. Of course. Well, you see, this is a good piece over here. This is a piece of logic over here. Why didn't he just say it's not Karen? And I learned that from Plusha. Why do you have to say learn from outside? Yeah, that's right. There's no pircha. The answer, I think, is, and that's why I think he wrote this paragraph there. The answer is that if you're going to say it's not Karen, and there's no matzad, you can't be mechayivim. Because there's no limud. In other words, you need a limud to be mechayiv. So if it's not Karen, and there's no matzad, so what is it? It's nothing. There's no chiyuva. That's why I was very careful to say, but since you have matzad, so you learn out that darker, anything that's darker lahazik, and what was it, in Shemiras Nalecha. So the Machayev is from the Matzad. Machayev can't be from Karen, because if you just had, if you didn't have a Matzad and you only had Plusha, and then you'd have a choice. Either it's Karen, and you can learn it out from there, or if it's not Karen, then where's the Machayev? Where's the Machayev from? So you have to be careful here.
Why isn't it Karen?
That's what he said, because I finished off the piece. That's why he wants to answer that Kasha, Taisus Kasha. Go ahead.
Because
it's not a more mitzvah.
Even the
Mechuberes
is not
more Mitzilasa? What?
Even
the Mechuberes is not more Mitzilasa? It's not more Mitzilasa, yeah. First, I think it's Tam Shlomo Cheskashima. I think it's going like that. I'm not positive. Go ahead.
The din time of Mu'ah called the Ikra Hashem Shal Karen. Zehu rak b'karen Plusha. Aval Mechuberes laf Karen hu. Laf tach yivan neumad b'karen Plusha. Aval the din time of Mu'ah b'inan Ikra Hashem Shal Karen. Zeh rak b'Plusha. Lov b'Mechuberes. U'memeyla b'kula mu'edasi. Leshva ha'kiddish shal tam shal zeh b'inan Hashem Karen Dachter.
Taisus Lutamayo.
Taisus Lutamayo, the spirit of the Kolkolo Batrahe Lokusa. Bema Kunyoma Mikaran, Yatra Lakai Yoshi Mikaran, Akshu the Atmo La Karanu. Zenu Chishu is Imekusa,
because the Nyoma can't be bigger than the Malami. It's very nice what she tells us. I'd like to understand a little more, analyze a little more what he's saying. That what? That really. He doesn't mean that. He means that when he says you learn from Plusha and the Tzad HaShoveh, he doesn't mean that you need something else. He means that since there is a Tzad HaShoveh, so there's a Mechayev without a name. You don't need a name to be Mechayev. That's what he means. No, in other words, he has Karen Plusha, and it's not like there's a Pircha on Karen Plusha to Karen Mechuberes. But the thing is since it's not Karen, so you can't, if you didn't have a Tzad HaShava, a universal Mechayev, you can never be Mechayev. But since it's the universal that's Mechayev, so that's why it's okay. Follow?
Why isn't it Karen?
In other words, you don't need a shame. To be Chayev, you don't need a shame. Because it's Ma'ad, Ma'ay, Lishdak, Levach, Lazik, Shemaras, and Lecha, that's the Mechayev. Once you have a nameless Mechayev, just a carry, just a quality, so then you could learn out from Tlusa. That's what he's saying. Doesn't mean it's a Pircha.
Right.
But it's very beautiful. You see how precise he is in his formulation, because he realizes that if you don't have a universal here, even though you don't have a Pircha, you still want to say it's not the Shem Karen, so what is, why is it Chayev?
Right.
So you're stuck. So he formulated it very precisely. But let's understand the concept that what the Karen is only Karen Tlusha. What's the formulation? What's the, has to make sense, you know what I mean? Like,
is the formulation of what? Of Karen Tlusha?
Yeah.
The Shem Karen Tlusha?
Shame, what comprises the Shem Karen Tlusha?
Right.
It's where the animal uses a tool,
right.
Uses a Karen as a tool to be Mazik.
Right.
That would be the shame. Be a different kind of a Mazik. A Mazik of a tool. I mean, that's what you have to say in the Gemara Stam, because when you read the Gemara, you know, you just, like, you don't bother to think about it too much, because it's like one of those conscious that your mind tries to avoid. But now that he got us into it, I think we can define it. The definition would be a tool. Like if a guy had a monkey and the monkey hit a guy over the head with a hammer.
Can't be Karen. What? That's why the
Chuberas
can't be Karen.
That's right. That's why the Chuberas can't be Karen. Because it's not a tool. That's very nice.
Also, I mean, that definition also, like, includes, like, all the, you know, all the ideas that a person associates, like that it's a different, it's like a higher level of, like, involvement on the animal. You know?
The higher level activity, that's right.
You know?
Paleontologists would like that.
Only if you could get it out from,
like, tool makers.
From the bones.
What?
Only if you could, you know, get it from the archaeologic digs, it would be like it.
It's true. You find the shore with two horns, third horn in his mouth.
Exactly.
You see that the shore was a toolmaker. Apparently, toolmaking does not make a man. Not yet another. Okay, I don't want to branch off over here. Okay, that's very nice. Pesach has to agree with that too. Pesach has to agree with that idea too, because that's really, he really, by this little paragraph here, which seems like he's just showing Lishitaso, really opens up this idea. And therefore, Pesach has to learn it from Matzad. But he sticks with his principle of the nomad and the malamed. Very nice. When I first read it through quickly, I thought, I don't see anything new.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
So, but according to, like, this little way of understanding, that the Torah said Karen Tlusha?
Yes.
Then everything that you learned out from the Mahatzad would be, you'd have a chiluk of Tamas and Muados.
Right.
Or even like Amas and Kino Maso, or anything that you learned from the... would apply across the board, except to the other Avos and Nezikim.
It wouldn't just be Kamech Beresh. Tosfos would be holding everything, like Korah Miskalia, everything, because the Matzah should include Teren.
Also.
What?
He does hold out.
He would hold. He would have held that way.
He does. Sharon Bar.
If Shor includes Karen.
Sharon Bar is Patron and Caleb.
Right. And then you would have had Tom Lulu by everything that the Tzad Hashava taught you.
That's correct. Before, when you first learned the Karen Tlusha, you think, where did you get an idea of Karen Tlusha? I mean, what kind of idea is that? Into it, it really is a significant concept.
Karen Mechuberis, why wouldn't Tosos Hat say you're Pater and Kiyom in that case? Because the Tzad Hashava comes from Bor also.
Huh?
Why wouldn't, according to Tosos, if you curse a Karen Tlusha and you learn it through the Tzad Hashava by Karen Mechuberis, Daka Mahazik Yishmiyasa Olefa.
Right.
So Karen Mechuberis, shouldn't it also be Pater and Kiyom? Because you're learning from the Tzad Hashava that includes Bor?
Good question. What's the answer to that? That's a good question. What's the answer? That's only when? She had Torah, and she bought the Bishus of Rabbin.
That's right. You're right, everything.
But who's to say before? I mean, who's to say she learned? Like, you need all four to learn Atzar Shah.
Whichever one do you use?
Whichever one do you want to
use?
So what's the answer? David, you should have it. If you're learning out from Sharon Bor, and you're making a Tzad Hashava out of two of them, then it has to have the Ptur of Caleb. But over here we said that he doesn't mean that. It's learned out from the Tzad Hashava, that you need it from the other ones. Because there's no Pircha. He just means that you don't need the shame Karen to be Chayev. But it's all learned out from Karen Tlusha. But then it definitely wouldn't have the Ptur of Kelim. There's no Pircha here. In other words, over here there's no Pircha, as we said before. If there were a Pircha and you say, okay, so you need Bor and Einachanami, because then it would be derived from two of them, the Chiyuva. But all he's deriving from the Ma'atzad is that there's a Chiyuv, that you could have a Chiyuv without a name. That's why he's being machadish here. What? I understand that, but the Ma'atzah teaches you something. That even Tesis holds. That the Ma'atzah teaches you that you don't need a shame. So now you can learn that from one, even though it doesn't have the shame. But when you learn it from one, you don't give it the Ptur of Bor. That's for sure, Taisa's no lower. In other words, there's a difference between learning out from two of them, L'chiyuva, where you have a Pircha. So now I'd say it'd be Pater. So now I need this other one to teach me that it's Chayev. In that case, the Nilma can't be greater than the Melamed. But if the Numat is from one, but the only thing is it doesn't have the shame, so you can't be Machai, of course, under it, it's not the same shame. So that'll learn from the Matzad, you don't need the shame. That's a different lima from the Matzad.
Right.
Even
you have to learn it from the Matzad. Right? You're driving the principle that you're employing from the Matzad.
That's correct. So that's what he's adding. That's a very sharp point that he's adding here in this piece.
The field really comes from
Karen Kalusha. Yeah. That even Tesis holds that you don't say because it came, the fact that they doesn't need a shame came from all of them, so all the term are going to apply. Because that's definitely universal. In other words, the process of Matzah. That's what he's being machalic actually over here, between the process. Learning from the process that you don't need a shame, in which case, even according to Tesis, the Pturim won't apply. Because that's just telling you universally you don't need a shame. But the only time the Pturim apply is where you have two entities that you have to use in order to be Machayev. But over here, there's no Pircha.
Ready?
Yes.
But isn't that, if you don't need a shame, according to Tosos, doesn't that mean that you're splitting up the ideas of that Av Hezek?
What do you mean?
Meaning, if you're saying that there's an underlying idea of Darko Hezek, Avishin Rasa Olefa, and that's the Machayev.
That's the Machayev.
So, and then it's going to be whatever you learn from certain Avos, right, will be the particular that you're chayav on from that universal principle, right?
Right.
But we said in Tosfos that he's not splitting up these avos.
You're not.
So then how can he hold that there is a universal?
No, but that definitely is a universal. You don't need the shame. You're chayav. If you learn from one, and you're just learning the fact that even though it doesn't have the shame, it's chayiv because there's a ma'atzad, that doesn't bring in the pturim of the other elements because you're not learning from the other elements for chiyuva. You're just deriving one thing, that you're chayiv even without the shame. But the limud really is from Tlusha.
You say
Kav Chomer
from
Tlusha? Kav Chomer.
What
is it doesn't have the shame. Otherwise, he has no answer.
This point that he said that you don't need a shame to be high. Isn't that just come
from the principle of the ego mitos, that you can extend the status? Apparently not, because over here there's four shamos of mazikin, which are independent. You need the shame of the mazik in order to be chayev. In a regular binyanav, you don't need the shame.
You say,
yeah, because there are four shamos.
So it's teaching that even though there are shamos, you don't need a shame to be high.
That's right.
And that you learn from the being off?
That you learn from the fact that you have a mamatino.
But how could you ever learn that from the avos themselves? That you could have something without a shame?
Otherwise, you couldn't have a matzah.
How do you have a matzah? How do you know that you can do that? The very logic you're saying is to prevent you from learning a matzad. So, how do you know
that? I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, I'm saying the fact that Gemara is learning a matzad, doesn't that show you that apparently it's a premise that you don't need the shamos? Otherwise, you couldn't even apply matzah in the first place.
That's a mesorah that's true over here.
Right, and that mesorah is that which allows you to learn matzah in the first place.
That's correct.
So it's not the matzah isn't teaching you that you don't need shemos. That's just the premise that allows you to learn the matzah in the first place.
Same thing.
So why are you even outside? What? Just, you know that anyway beforehand. Then why not be kind of pushy?
He's just using matzah to show you where the chiyuv is coming from. It's the same thing. There's no difference.
He means the premise of the matzah is built upon.
That's exactly right. There's a mesorah here that you can make a matzah.
Right, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. That's why the Mishnah summarized that. Shabbat Shalom Shabbat. The reason why it's saying that is saying that you don't need the Shabbat.
That's what he says. That's why he brings that in.
Right, exactly. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. That's the point of the Mishnah.
That's exactly what he's saying. That's why he quotes the Mishnah.
Right, exactly.
That there are four shemos of mazikin, and you can't add anything else. It always has to have one of those. Always has to have one of these addresses. Because you're dealing with a shem mazik. I see each one of these pieces is a new definition. Okay, go ahead. Tyson's sister must be Karen. Why? Right. If it's Karen, of course, not Shechet, because the whole concept of Tam Amur is that it's learned behavior. And learned behavior is in Shech by Rock. Okay? Yeah, it's breaking apart. Yeah, the phone's breaking apart for some reason.
Right.
Yeah.
Why isn't it the problem of we said that according to Tosfos, the whole idea of middle modern Muhammad is that you can't start analyzing the Muhammad and dividing it into its different aspects. So isn't he doing that here?
No, he's saying the Nilmah can't be greater than the Malamed, right?
Yeah.
But it has to be, the phenomenon has to be possible. In other words, an institution that relates to the institution is not possible. You can't, there's no, in other words, you can't have a avno skinu asura that's a mu'ud. There's no such thing. What? Why should we be
potter?
Yeah, but they can't be a tom either.
So what's
that bit? So Thomas and Muadis is simply not applicable.
So why those times?
No, but that's not true. That's not true because Thomas and Muadis. No, it can't be Chayav Chatzinez because that's totally in Thomas and Muadis. You're Chayav, basically. where there's no, you'll be chayav nezek sholem unless you have the concept of tamas emuadas, which doesn't apply to an inanimate object.
Right, it's like a patur. Tamas emuadas is like a patur.
Right, but you've got to be able to, he takes his soul that you can apply the patur like from Bor. So you can apply the patur of Caleb. That's possible.
Right.
But you can't apply an institution where the shamos
right.
are not chal.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it has to make sense. The shame, Tom and Moore, is just the whole institution the Torah wouldn't put over here.
Right.
There's no thing that's an evidence of Tom and evidence of Moore. So the whole institution is. You have to remove the whole institution with regard to this limit. You can't say it's Shon B'chayav Chatzi Nezek because that, then you're going into Tamas.
Right. Tamas doesn't just mean the first time or second time. It means like it hasn't yet learned.
That's right.
And it doesn't make sense yet.
It doesn't make sense over here. The whole shame doesn't make sense. So but the Torah says you can make a Tzad HaShava. So you make the Tzad HaShava, but you don't apply those shamos that don't make sense.
Then
right.
you end up with the greater.
No, it's not greater because of those conditions don't exist.
Right. And so far, we're comparing
them. That's right.
It's not greater.
No, it's not greater.
You're able to learn.
You simply disregard when you're making the limud. Since you can't make a leap, you disregard the elements that are simply unapplicable. That's it.
The problem is exception.
Exception. Thomas Waters is a further breakdown in a mazik that really would be chayav nezek sholem.
Right.
And as long as you can't have that breakdown, so you just learn the chibur. Because the shame, tam and shame mu is not applicable. So you just look at the shame mazik. Thomas and Mawadis and the shore of Yipater. That's not a Svara. Because it's a Mazik. So you just learn that from the Shem Mazik. Okay, but let's see what he says. Right.
But the Patrosh of Rabin could have applied. That's like by saying by Bor, the Svar for why Bor is Papa Kilim doesn't apply. But the Patrosh could apply, so Tosis would have applied it. So why don't you hear what the Svar for why Shane and Red Rabbit is? So long as it could apply, it should apply.
It's breaking up a little bit over here.
Why are you
asking a question or are you explaining it?
I'm asking a question.
Oh, okay, good.
It seems like he's saying because the svara by Shem, why Shem Patrim Shasarabim? Because it's Hana, it's Shishana Lehaziko.
No.
He's not saying that.
Okay, good. He's saying the shame doesn't apply. Right. Just like he said before, that if you'd say that Karen Tlusha is a shame Karen, then you could not apply the shame Karen to Mechuberes. They're saying that it's sure, but it can't be. It's sure, but it can't be the shame Karen, and it can't be the shame Shane, and it can't be the shame Rego, because those shamos are totally in certain characteristics, which doesn't apply here. They learn the shame Mazik, but you can't learn out the shame Karen or Shane or Rego. But once it doesn't have the shame, then you don't have the tour.
Right. The only thing you have is limitations from the lemur. That comes from Karen, and that doesn't apply. It's not a real limitation.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, the only limitation that you would have had is because of the phenomenon of the lemur.
That's right.
But that would be the limitation of Tamamua, and that's simply nonsensical. Right. That's the only thing that could have happened.
I know.
In other words, it's not a hybrid. You're not learning it out from two things. You're just learning it out from Shore.
What is that Shore? Something you can learn out from? It's not a hybrid itself.
What?
What is this thing that you can learn straight from Shore? That's not one of the levels from Shore.
What is it's not one of the others? Abovas Nizikin. Ashur Abova Mava ever. Sure, it's the first one.
So, what are Karen
and Shane Rego? Karen and Shane Rego are components of Shore. Shore is three. But his point is that it's Shore, you can derive it from Shore, from the Shame Mazik of Shore, but the Pturim are totally in the Shemos of Shore. And the Shemos and the Shore don't apply. So that's why Tesis Kasha is not Kasha.
Yeah,
what?
Just mentioned
Shore. Tesis is really difficult. He says he's pointing out that Tesis is really, he's arguing on Tesis. Because Tesis is saying it's Karen. What? One second. You're arguing Tesis, or he's just saying Tesis Lushitaso again? Because how did he have Baitlusha? He said if it doesn't have the shame, so it doesn't have the tour. But Tesis doesn't care because the Nilmat can't be greater than the Malam. So even though it doesn't have the shame, but it's a Nilmat. So over here also, if the shame Shane and Rego were in the Avnos Kinamaso, so it can't be greater, even though the shame doesn't apply, if it's Nilmad Meshame Rego. So when Tesis says Hainim Shavishur Ravain and Karen, it means you learn it out from Karen. Not that it's the shame Karen. You learn it out from Karen, but if you learned it out from Shane Varego, so then it'll be his principle would apply. The Nilmat can't be greater than the Malame, even though it doesn't have the chain. The Tesis is Lushitaso.
Right.
So,
is he asking a question? No.
No.
What?
Yeah, but that's right. So that's why if you go by Shemos, so it doesn't have the Shem Karen and the Ptur of Shem Karen, you're not going to have. But if Tosfos agrees, doesn't have the shame Karen, but Tosfos holds you learn that from Karen. What? What do you mean? I don't know about that. No, the Grizz not saying that. He's not taking it. Apparently, Tosfos takes care of that, whatever. But Tosfos just says that you learn that from Karen. But Tosfos doesn't say it's a shame, Karen. So that'll be the Machlokes, the Grizz, with his Rishonim against Tosfos. That is Tosfos, as long as you learn out from Karen, so it's fine. The Nomad is equal to the Malamed. But you can't learn out from Shane of Arego. But according to the Grizz, since it doesn't have a Shane Karen or Shane of Arego, so the Peturim won't apply. The only reason the Grizz brings in Kavanas Lahazik is not because it's not to attack the Leanwood, but to show you that it can't have the Shane Karen, which Tosfos agrees with. That's right. That's correct. That's correct. Right. Like the rush. That's right.
He likes the rush, you see, right? It sounds like he's doing it on that side.
Right, he likes the rush. Right, he likes the rush. But it answers a lot of questions.
Does he mean it's like the shame shore, but it's just not carrying an ego?
Where?
It's the first line of the name of the closest question to Havya Anaskim or so. So, Kim Havya Shore?
Havya Shore.
So, what does he mean? Does he mean it's like it is the shame shore?
Or it's no, like, no. It means that you learn it out from shore.
It means you learn it out. Okay. It means specifically Karen.
You have Yishor L'chiyuva. In other words, the Chiyuv is from shore.
And what?
So he means. Brings out many facets to it. Very sharp. Oh, you want to finish it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes.
So this last paragraph, is there a new point in that?
Which one, of Ubamis?
No, the only shot, the end of Cosmos.
Oh, is there a new point in that?
I was just working through with you.
Isn't it an idea that has to be applicable?
What's that?
The idea that it has to be applicable. I mean, even according to Tosfos, if it's inapplicable, you don't say it removes the entire lima.
It's different. It's showing you a different nuance than the previous one. The previous one is Tlusha, and Karen is not Tlusha, so it doesn't have to shame Karen. That's where you have two separate things. But over here, he's showing you that when you say it's sure, it can't attach itself to any of the shemos that are in the shore. It's a different nuance. He's applying the same principle, but in a different way. I have to think precisely what the, you know what I mean? It's just he's bringing it out in a different way. It's not a repetition.
Yeah, it's a similar type of appointment.
Yeah, correct.
The point is,
he's
bringing out the
Tosfos
that even though you're the Noman Malamed, you wouldn't just say there's a Talmud by a rock.
Right.
No one thought that before this paragraph. They would say there's a rock that's damages three times, becomes a Mu'ad, because you can't go further than the Malamed. How would you, and that's the Chesh's paragraph, this doesn't apply, you don't say it.
That's true, he shows you that, that's
true. Because it's a lima. What does it do? You don't respond, it's the mechanics of a lima. Because even with the mechanics of a lima, it still has to, like, make sense to apply.
Right.
It's a finish.
Right, you're right.
According to the way the Brisk Rav wins, we just did from a Lefiz there until the end of the, almost the end of the page. The Hine. So, I mean, it's self-explanatory, so I'm not going to put anything on the tape, except the only thing is, what is the Gemara's Abaya? Right, because the Gemara seems to assume as a Dova Pashit that the moment it has the characteristics, it has the shame of. So what was the Gemara's Abaya? Right? So if you're going to say that there are two sides, that, like, for instance, you'll say, will the characteristics give it the shame of, or is it the Tzura Sahezik? So why does Gemara say right away that it has the characteristics, so it's definitely enough? So apparently Gemara came to the conclusion already that once it has the characteristics, it's the Yav. So what's the Abaya? So the only way we could approach the Abaya is to approach the Teretz of the Gemara. See, because the Gemara does find the case, we're told the same Lafki Yetzimahem. It's one case, Chatzin Ezek Tzaros. So I'll have to take up that Gemara. But that's not his problem. That's not his piece of Torah. So we'll do that later. Okay, go ahead. I think the answer to Rashi is, what we're proposing is, that the Brisk Rav's Kasha is, if you say that it's told us in Lafki Yetzimahem, means you're not Chayev. So in Yom, what did they told us? The Mishnah says, the Gemara says, I was Mekaldik, you told us. But the Potter, why did they told us? So I was thinking that the Pshat is, in Rashi, that it's with regard to Issa Mazik. Maybe it's Chayev B'dini Shamayim, not Chayev B'dini Adam. That would be just like Avos Atoma, that it goes down one. Just like over there goes down one gradation. So over here also, it's a lower grade of Mazik. So you're not Chayev and Bezdin, but you're Chayev B'dini Shamayim. It has the Issa Mazik and you're Chayev B'dini Shamayim. It would be exactly like Toldos of Atoma. That's what I was thinking of to propose for Rashi. And Rashi would fit in very well. That the Havalel Asukia Daite, so this, it's the same thing, so it's Chiyuv Emoma, not Isser. Why should it be lower? Okay? Like you have a Meiser Tzicha B'Yadayim, and then you have a Meiser Tzicha, the Grama. So it's Chayav B'Din Shemayim, but he's Patum Bezin. And that's what Rashi's learning. There are the Tolodos, which are the same as the Tzuras of, but it's lacking, it's reduced, like just like by Tumah. So you're Chayev B'dini Shemayim, but you're not Chayev B'dini Adam in Bezin. That's the rationality.